This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh boy, that seems loud.
Yeah, you know, out of my comfort zone.
It's Alice at 97.3. We're all out of our comfort zone, Bryn. Hi, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, everyone.
It's one of those mornings. We have these.
Yeah, we do.
I feel like we get more than our share of these, but maybe I'm just, you know, a sad sack. I don't know.
Well, hold on. Not to nitpick, but I'd say that the bad morning actually landed square on Nicole.
It did.
I'm sure she's so like, I've had these things happen to me as I was coming up driving bad cars. Yeah. I had this Ford Escort that broke all the time.
Oh, the old Ford Escort.
I remember running in flip-flops. From being broken down like 2 miles from where I needed to be, and just ran there and tweaked my, like, the whole thing was a mess. And I'm sure she's in the dark, in the rain, on the side of the road, hating. But, you know,
that
you
sounds
know,
about right.
What's funny is she's in front of a Starbucks, so she's got that going for her.
Yeah.
I guess the cops came screaming up. Just and pulled up right behind her, and she's all, "Oh my God, what's gonna happen?" And they go in the Starbucks, so she's everything's fine.
Just grabbing some coffee.
Start from the beginning, Bryn.
You need that morning coffee, don't you?
You certainly do. Yeah. You need it right now. Bryn, start us at the beginning. What Bryn is at the station.
I am at the station.
This is how weird today is.
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
I'm kind of in a weird zone right now, so I'm still trying to figure out this system here because it's been so long.
Right.
I'm like, how do I use this computer again? When I talked to her at, I don't know, 4:20, 4:30, she's like, "Oh my God, I broke down," and so
she says her car just stopped working.
It stalled in the middle of the street.
So she wasn't at a stoplight. She was
in the middle of the road.
Oh my God!
And so she was able to pull over to the side, kind of. And then I guess somebody walked up to her and started talking to her. I'm like, "Who are those guys? Don't!" And she's like, "It's a city worker." I'm like, "Okay, it seems okay. Just crack your window." So I was just walking her through this stuff. And so they helped her. They helped push her car to a spot where it's like, you know, secure, as opposed to she was still in the middle of the road.
Yeah, halfway. Right. Oh God.
So I think she's in a bus zone right now. And so
that's wonderful.
We took about 5 minutes and sat there and just composed ourselves. And I was like, "Let's just breathe for a minute because I'm not sure what to do either." So we took a couple breaths and I decided to come in, and I was going to come to see if I can troubleshoot her car. But I asked if she had AAA, and she does, so that's great.
So you didn't go to her location.
Yeah, I was on the way to her, and she was like, "The tow truck's on the way." So I was like, "So just go ahead to the station, and we'll figure everything out after she gets her car towed."
So the current situation is we're waiting for a tow truck for her. When that happens, you're going to put music on, go get her, drop her at the station, and go back to your house.
That's correct. Just in time for Scott Budman to be.
By 7:30, no one will ever know that we had this kind of a skewed up morning.
Exactly.
Hang in there, Nicole.
Yeah, Nikki.
Help is on the way.
Yeah. It's not me or Vinny, though.
I know that. No, it's not us. But I hate that feeling, and I feel for her. And you know what, though? We all have our come up experiences, and these are hers.
Yeah,
and she'll definitely one day, whether she's a big hotshot producer or a radio show host, this will be one of her stories.
Right.
There I was during a pandemic, broken down and the side of the road, that's hateful. It's dark, a hateful in the scenario. Rain, for
yeah.
sure.
You know, I would like to take a second to be grateful for some things. First of all, cell phones. You know what? Probably the best invention of all time. You're never alone. If, as long as you got a charge in your phone, you can reach out and be like, help me.
Yeah, and you don't have to run you. 2 miles in flip-flops. Yeah, there's no doubt.
To the payphone.
Right.
Like, you've got, you're attached to the world. It's right. a crazy thing. So that is great. Also, I'd like to say thank you to the city workers who rolled her car into a place where at least she's to her ass end isn't sticking out into traffic. I'd also like to say thank you to Starbucks, because I'm sure she had to go in there and get herself a coffee, right? Mm-hmm. Or, a scone right. or something.
Or at least it lights up the street a little bit, too, their
yes,
store.
Yes, right. Know. It's a place where she's not, like, alone. I'd also like to say I'm very grateful this didn't happen on the highway
right.
or on the bridge or, somewhere where she wasn't able to get to relative safety. Like, this is,
I wonder if
much more could have happened.
You know, I don't know how old her car is, and
yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, what kind of car are we talking
about?
It's an 08 Honda.
Wait, say that again?
08 Honda. So
I can't really troubleshoot cars anymore. There was a time when I had some basic understanding of them. Is it possible she rolled through big water and it shut her down, or no?
I don't think so.
That used to happen.
It sounds like an alternator problem or something.
Yeah, she's saying as she turns the key, there's not even a starter going.
Yeah, it doesn't
like,
even
it's
crank.
It's just dead.
There's no crank.
I mean, your battery couldn't really die in the middle unless the alternator wasn't mm-hmm. replenishing it. But
right.
how? Why would it just quit? I mean, once you're going, you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, yeah. I can't troubleshoot this
We're not
stuff,
mechanics
but.
Here.
Luckily, she's, yeah. I, well, that's for, well, you might be. You too.
I'm mechanic's son not. Is what I am.
And so is Vinny.
Yeah.
We have two mechanic son and a chick who's like, cars, what?
Well, at least
Bryn, to do with that.
Tried to participate in most of that stuff. I was absolutely not interested.
Yeah, well.
So, I know very little. I did take auto shop more than one auto shop class in high school, which I'm sure those are gone now, right?
I have no idea,
no
but honestly, those vocational things were kind of awesome. There was metal shop at my school, wood shop, auto shop. I mean, you could actually learn a skill.
Yeah, well, we used to, the shift away from people working on their own stuff has happened right before our eyes, so I don't think...
Right.
I can't really imagine there's still auto shop in high school. If there is, can someone text us 800-400-3697? I'd be shocked.
Maybe it's called antique auto shop, which is for cars that still have accessible spark plugs and all the
right.
things that you can maybe. Because I don't even think you can change your own oil these days. It seems like everything needs a computer diagnostic.
And mystery
guys in lab coats to fix your car.
They put you in this. You'll void your warranty
yes.
spot. Plus, they put these giant plastic panels along the bottom of many cars now. You just find yourself going, it's not worth it.
Yeah. I don't have a lift.
It's just too much trouble.
Right.
Anyway, we'll see how that goes. But so we are ready to do a show. We are going to broadcast up until the time she calls. Is that right?
As soon
right.
as the tow truck gets here, we'll go to the next break, and then Bryn will go pick her. I guess she can, she has safe harbor in the Starbucks. Maybe mm-hmm. they'll be like, buy something or get out. Don't do it, Starbucks. Come on, man. Poor girl. is it pouring? What's the road situation like?
It was just wet. It wasn't pouring when I was driving in. So
not even raining?
Not even raining.
Okay.
It's still... full-blown storm here where I am.
Yeah, I have nothing here. So it's just moved to the South Bay, I guess, Vin.
All right. Well, it's been on and off. I actually thought as the day went on yesterday, there was a feeling like, oh, maybe this is over. I really did feel like we'd cleared up and it was done. But, all along, this is one of those weird weather patterns where they clearly can't predict it. And so they were saying the worst would be Tuesday. Then they said the worst would be Wednesday. I don't know, but it definitely was heavy last night. I woke up and went.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, it definitely
Bryn, you're
was...
on. Turn your mic off.
Is he on? I think he turned it off.
Okay, good.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's up?
Turn your mic off.
Yeah, we could hear you for a sec.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Yeah, sorry. Give me one sec. Hold on. Let me turn it off. Just make sure you can't hear me when I turn
Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm... Yes, we can hear you now.
I can't hear him. You can hear him?
I can hear him.
I see. I know what's going on. It's a busing thing. They can't... The listeners can't hear me. Anyway, I'm getting a phone call from this lovely lady who's saying the auto shops still exist.
Oh! Okay, my fear was you might cuss and that was someone calling about Nicole's car.
Got
so I can hear you. If listeners can't, I don't know why that this is.
Yeah,
a very
I can't
weird...
hear him at all. I'm not hearing him.
Yeah, okay. It's a busing thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
unbus yourself.
Yeah, move the mic away so that, you know, so that, or maybe it's the phone that's
It sounds like it's coming through the phone, like it was really loud.
Oh.
But anyway, I just didn't want him to
be doing that on the air.
Drop a bomb. And have it get through.
We don't want that.
Anyway, how are you? What's going on, Sarah?
I'm fine. I mean, honestly, this whole thing sort of because, look, Nicole is not just the person who's running the board there at the station. She's also the main source for all the prep material that comes mm-hmm. through. Like, mm-hmm. so, you know, that was, of course, I'm super selfish and self-centered. I was like, so can I still have the TCS? We depend on her.
We've whittled the crew down, and there each person plays an important role.
Very important, yeah. There's no extra people at the station,
right?
Just hanging around waiting to do stuff. Everyone's got a
what do they call that? A skeleton crew? We're on a skeleton crew around here. There's no interns. There's no help. There's nothing.
Right. But you know what's happening? We get this GD show on the air every day, mm-hmm. no matter what. Whether we've got power outages. Or someone's car is breaking down, or our pets' heads are falling off.
Well, and that was, you know, there's people all over the, not only people all over the Bay Area who've lost power, but many have lost internet due to the storm. So, and that's, like, they might have power, but they lost their cable or their internet or whatever. So there's a lot, this morning I really was ready for anything. I got up going, all right. What's going to come our way this morning?
And I didn't sure see, enough, there was something. We just
didn't see Nicole happening, no. But I expected a power outage. So far, so good.
So far, so good. Everything,
knocking
on wood. Kanaka wood.
Well, I just found the good thing about this headboard.
The thing made out of wood.
It's made out of wood.
Actual wood.
Yeah.
There it is. It's perfect.
All right.
Let's hear it. Knock it. Oh. It even sounds like wood.
It's excellent.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Good. So what did you do yesterday?
Well, I'm trying to think. I drove over to look at the ocean, and it is chewed and brown and messy. So just stormy conditions everywhere. I did a little food shopping. I did another garage workout, which included some treadmill time.
Mm-hmm.
I started the Night Stalker show.
Oh. How's that?
You know, I only got into it about 30 minutes because I was watching something before I got to that. And I was on the treadmill a while. But the point is, I didn't know he was as... I knew he was bad, the Night Stalker. It's terrible. They start off... It's clearly they went in detail on this series that's on Netflix. This is about a murderer that you know, sort of scared the heck out of California during the, I want to say,
70s?
Late 70s? Early 80s?
Is this the Ramirez guy?
Richard Ramirez, okay. Yes. So I didn't know that it was as bad as it was. Like, he was abducting kids, and I just didn't know all that.
Well, you were a kid, so your parents, and the internet wasn't happening, so
right.
I'm sure your parents kept you shielded from the worst of it.
Right, and I didn't, so yeah, and I never followed up on that, I just sort of was a kid, and so they caught him, and that was great. But so I started watching that, and it's awful and terrible,
mm-hmm.
and even actually, separately, Christina started watching it and said, I can't watch that.
Yeah.
I'm too scared.
That doesn't seem like something. I don't like to know. Like, true stories that are about people who really have that kind of capacity.
The worst among us. The worst possible among us.
Those are hard to watch.
There's almost no humanity in that person. None.
Mm-hmm.
Just awful. Yeah, so I started that. And then, a regular night. I watched Gabby's Dollhouse.
Oh, fun.
With my kid.
That sounds great.
And you know what? For a few minutes there, when she's tucked in my little, in my side, and I got my arm around her, it's just like heaven moment. You just go, oh man, this kid.
This is what it's all about.
And most of the time I grouse about having a second kid, but I am just being jerky and, you know, pain in the ass. But in reality, there I am just like, oh, this kid.
Well,
too great.
Her. She's your little girl.
Yep. Love it. Yeah. So watched Gabby's Dollhouse, had some tacos for dinner.
Yum.
And then the S show starts. It's bedtime. And and I have two daughters that run around naked like lunatics.
Well, naked time. It's healthy.
It's so ridiculous. My 2-year-old runs around going, I'm a naked lady. I'm a naked lady. And then she does this thing where she just gets her butt and just starts going. I don't know who taught it to her. I could show. I took video. Well,
her older sister probably. Yeah, send me the video. I won't post it.
You know what? It's hilarious. It's a bunch of naked kids.
What does your mom think about it? Is she all the, oh, the horror? Oh, this is so inappropriate.
No, you know what? It's so funny. I mean, it's family stuff. Every family has this. And I'm sure the people without kids are like, yeah, that sounds so exciting. Loser.
Stop it.
Well, that's what we got. That's how I'm living.
That's what you're in the middle of.
Oh, you know what's funny? Yesterday,
what?
I get a call, a text, sorry. If you remember, I went 1 week before lockdown in early March, probably the first week in March last year, and I got a tattoo from my guy Grime. He started a tattoo on my arm.
Yep.
And I'm walking around downtown, and it's already feeling sketchy,
yeah,
you know.
Yep.
And yet it hadn't gotten to that point.
We were still making jokes about coronavirus.
Yes, exactly. So I get this tattoo, you know, then the 1 week later we leave San Francisco permanently and the whole world shuts down, and it's sort of left my mind like, what a, you know, oh well. They hit me up yesterday. They're like, you ready to get your tattoo finished? And I said, absolutely not. How's May?
Let's push that a few months, because no.
Right. So I'm booked for May, and my fingers are crossed that we'll be better by then.
Well,
there are,
you might have wanted to push it to June, Vin, because I'm pretty sure that the date is June 1st. The pandemic will be over.
Something like that. You're right. but there is really good signs in the news about coronavirus is down in a lot of places.
Yep.
Many people's efforts are now being rewarded. So this is not, hey, everyone, we're free. This is what we've been doing has worked. The numbers are down. This is great news. Let's open up those childcare. I mean, whatever we need to get opened up.
Right. Childcare. One thing at a time. Let's do it. Let's try to continue to be safe. And everything that we've had in place at work, it's working. Keep doing it. And as we get vaccinated and get closer to June 1st, when it ends, things will get better.
Hey,
it
Bryn,
is, that's a good sign.
So before this was happening, were your parents and her parents mostly taking Cameron during the during the day when you guys were both working?
Yes, it was my mom. My mom was primarily the caretaker.
So you guys will go back to that at some point when things are better.
I assume so. Yeah, I hope so. I don't
or
know.
Or do you think grandma's like, oh, my newfound freedom is too good?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. My mom is really all about babies, so I assume that she does want to take care of Cameron all the time.
Good.
So I hope that's the case.
Just keep assuming that, I'm sure.
Because I do need that. Yeah. But I did sign up for childcare in September, and so hopefully everything's all good for there.
You mean coming September?
This coming September.
I see.
Yeah, so.
Well, she'll be almost four at that point.
She'll be almost four.
God, time just goes by so fast.
Yeah.
It's
you know,
incredible.
You got to remember this too, because I've been watching it as my mom chases the 2-year-old. My mom's 70 something, man. Those kids their batteries are brand new and supercharged.
Energizer bunnies.
And Nona's are, you know, she's keeping up, but boy.
It's a lot. It's a lot to ask
of
someone.
It's a lot. Yeah, no doubt.
How old's your mom?
No doubt.
My mom?
No, Bryn. Sorry, guys.
She was born in 58, so I can't do the math right now.
She was born in 58. Oh, so she's like 60. Mm-hmm. Two. All right.
She's a baby.
Well, Bryn's a baby. You know, he had his babies when he was a baby.
And I had a baby when I was a baby. Yeah, that's right. So.
Right.
We were a pretty young generation.
You should get that kid to watch your little kid. What's he got
anyway,
going on?
Listen, if you're just joining us, we've had some troubles so far this morning as Nicole's car broke down, and and every person on the show plays a very important role in keeping us on the air.
Very much so. So there is going to be a point today where we're going to play some music while Bryn goes to rescue Nicole and drops her off, gets home. I mean, there's going to be some...
musical chairs, that's all.
There's going to be a little musical chairs going on. Mm-hmm. I just heard from Michael Martin, our boss, and because he gets up at the crack of dawn, apparently. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give him an update right now. We're going to take a quick break. Let's throw on a couple songs here. Let's do two songs, and then we'll come back and start. We'll try to keep it normal and start the day. Here we go. It's KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Now we're legal. Take it away, Bryn.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.